Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we are diving deep into a name that has absolutely exploded back onto the public market scene. We are talking about SanDisk, ticker SNDK. This is a comprehensive analysis where we'll break down the business, the financials, the valuation, and of course, give you my personal take. Let's get into it. If you've been watching the markets lately, you know SanDisk has been on an absolute tear. We're talking about a stock that's up nearly 50% in the last month alone and a staggering 4,600% over the past year. But before we get into the price action, let's talk about what this company actually does, because it's more than just a flash drive maker. SanDisk is a pure-play leader in NAND flash memory technology. They design, manufacture, and supply storage solutions, ranging from tiny memory cards for your phone to massive enterprise-grade solid-state drives for data centers. They were actually founded way back in 1988, but the story we care about is their recent spin-off and return to independence. The company is headquartered in Milpitas, California, and employs about 12,000 people. Their CEO is David Gueckeler, and right now, they are riding a massive wave driven by the insatiable demand for AI infrastructure. This isn't just about consumer gadgets anymore. The real story here is about the AI memory supercycle. Let's get into the revenue breakdown, which really tells the story of this business. For the most recent fiscal year, SanDisk generated over $7.3 billion in revenue. The biggest chunk, by far, comes from client devices, which brought in over $4.1 billion. That's your laptops, desktops, and PC components. Next up is the consumer segment at $2.2 billion, which covers retail products like memory cards and USB drives. But the most interesting piece is the cloud segment, which grew to almost $1 billion. This is the AI and data center business, and it's where the highest growth potential lies. Geographically, the revenue is well diversified, with significant exposure to China, the US, and Europe, which is important to note for geopolitical risk. Now, let's talk about the earnings, because this is where the turnaround story gets incredibly compelling. If you look back just a few years, SanDisk was bleeding cash. In fiscal 2023, they reported a net loss of over $2.1 billion. Fast forward to fiscal 2025, and while they still reported a loss of $1.6 billion, the trajectory is dramatically improving. The gross profit margin has rocketed up to over 56%, which is a massive jump from the single-digit margins we saw during the downturn. The operating income is still negative, but the trend is your friend. The key takeaway from the earnings is that the company is past the trough of the memory cycle and is now in a powerful upswing driven by AI demand and supply discipline across the industry. Let's look under the hood at the balance sheet and cash flow, because this is a critical part of the story. One of the most impressive things about SanDisk today is its fortress-like balance sheet. They have zero debt. Zero. Their total stockholders' equity is over $9.2 billion, and they have over $1.4 billion in cash on hand. The current ratio is a very healthy 4.78, meaning they have more than enough liquidity to cover their short-term obligations. On the cash flow side, they generated positive operating cash flow of $84 million in the last fiscal year, a huge improvement from the negative cash burn of the previous years. Free cash flow is still slightly negative, but the trend is clearly pointing in the right direction as capital expenditures moderate and earnings improve. Let's run a quick SWOT analysis to frame the investment case. Starting with strengths. The most obvious is their dominant position in the NAND flash market and the massive tailwind from the AI memory supercycle. They also have a pristine balance sheet with zero debt and a strong cash position. On the weaknesses side, the company is highly cyclical. The memory industry is notorious for boom and bust cycles, and SanDisk is not immune. They also have a very thin operating history as an independent company, which makes forecasting trickier. Opportunities are enormous. The AI data center buildout is still in its early innings, and SanDisk is uniquely positioned to supply high-capacity SSDs. Their recent multi-year supply agreements lock in demand visibility. Finally, threats include potential oversupply from competitors like Samsung and Micron, which could crash NAND prices. Geopolitical tensions, especially around China and Taiwan, also pose a real risk. Now for the performance chart, and this one is a doozy. The stock has gone from around $40 a year ago to over $2,100 today. That's a 50-bagger for anyone who caught the bottom. The one-week performance is up nearly 30%, and the three-month performance is up over 200%. This is clearly a momentum-driven move, and while the fundamentals support a strong turnaround, the speed of this rally is something every investor needs to respect. It's pricing in a lot of good news already. So what is this thing actually worth? Let's get into the valuation. Our model uses a forward PE approach, which is the most appropriate method here, given the company has analyst estimates for future earnings. The model has high confidence in this setup. The idea is that we look at projected earnings a couple of years out and apply a reasonable multiple. So what does the math say? Our model puts the fair value for SanDisk somewhere in the neighborhood of $2,000 per share. Now the stock is currently trading around $2,100, which means it's trading slightly above our rough fair value zone. The model suggests maybe a few percent downside from here, but remember, this is a model estimate that swings heavily when assumptions change. If growth comes in stronger than expected, the fair value could easily be north of $2,500. If the cycle turns, it could be significantly lower. The key drivers for this valuation are the forward earnings estimates for 2027, the applied PE multiple of around 10 times, and the assumption that the company can sustain its current growth trajectory. The model also uses a 10% discount rate and a 2% perpetual growth rate, which is standard for a high-growth turnaround story. All right, here's my take. SanDisk is a phenomenal business, riding one of the strongest tailwinds in tech history with the AI memory supercycle. The balance sheet is bulletproof, the revenue growth is accelerating, and the management team seems to have a solid plan. However, the stock has already run up massively. It's pricing in a very optimistic scenario. For a long-term investor, the valuation is not cheap, but it's not absurd either if you believe the AI demand is structural and multi-year. The biggest risk here is the cyclical nature of NAND pricing. If supply comes back online faster than demand, we could see a major correction. But if you have a 5-year horizon, the math still works. If you had invested $10,000 in SanDisk 5 years ago, you'd have over $575,000 today. Looking forward, if the company executes, a similar $10,000 investment today could be worth somewhere around $9,500 in 5 years based on the current model, roughly flat to slightly down from here. That's not a home run, but it's a bet on the long-term AI theme with a high-quality operator. What do you think about SNDK? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.